The FBI was running an encrypted messaging app targeted at criminals, a plethora of patches for this Patch Tuesday, and more on this week's episode of Bear Security. Welcome to Bear Security, a weekly quick take on topics affecting our businesses, clients, careers, and communities in cybersecurity. I'm Chris Kly, and here are the stories for the week of June 12, 2021. Our top story this week is regarding encrypted communications app, ANOM. Vice reported on Monday that for years, the FBI has been running a covert operation that involved operating the encrypted messaging system since 2018. ANOM came on devices typically distributed by organizations that were known for primarily serving criminal organizations. The app was built to include a master key that was used by law enforcement to decrypt and store every message as it was transmitted without the user being aware. In newly unsealed court documents, the operation has found to have netted more than 20 million messages from over 11,800 devices across 90 countries. So far, the information honeypot has led to 224 arrests, the seizure of 3.7 tons of drugs, and the disruption of 20 threats to kill. Though the FBI reports that any messages from U.S. users were apparently unread by them. You can read the full story and more details surrounding this entire operation and the extensive reporting by Vice via the link in the description. The Register is reporting that Microsoft's Patch Tuesday for June was another major one. This month's updates addresses 50 different flaws, including six of which currently are being exploited. Those include ones with the potential for remote code execution, elevation of privilege, and a single information leakage issue. While critical vulnerabilities in Microsoft Defender and the VP9 codec will update without administrator intervention, the remaining ones in the remote desktop services for Windows 7 and the Windows MS HTML platform will need the monthly rollups to be applied. The Register also noted in their Patch Tuesday story that Adobe has also released a patch bundle that addresses more than 39 vulnerabilities in their software across macOS and Windows, but none of those are currently known as being exploited in the wild. You can find a link to the story from the Register in the description. The Hacker News is reporting that on Wednesday, Google published an update to Chrome to address 14 newly discovered security issues, including one zero-day that's currently being exploited in the wild. Users are urged to update immediately. The critical vulnerability addressed is a heap buffer overflow and type confusion issue in Chrome's V8 open source JavaScript engine. Google's threat analysis group believes the same actor abusing this vulnerability is also abusing the Windows MS HTML platform one that Microsoft also patched just this Tuesday, and that both of these zero days may be getting used against targets in Eastern Europe and the Middle East. You can read the full story over on the Hacker News via the link in the description. PC Magazine is reporting that Electronic Arts has confirmed that they were breached after Vice reported that hackers were allegedly selling the company's stolen code on an online forum. A spokesperson for EA told PC Magazine that no player data was accessed, and we have no reason to believe that there is a risk to player privacy. Hackers claim to have stolen more than 780 gigs of data, including source code for EA's Frostbite gaming engine, FIFA's 21 matchmaking server, software frameworks for many of EA's proprietary games, and API keys for FIFA 2022, which is upcoming. EA has already begun to bolster its IT security as it continues to investigate the incident, along with support from law enforcement. You can read the full stories by PC Magazine and Vice relating to this description. Researchers have announced a new way to exploit TLS communication that they call Alpaca, which is short for Application Layer Protocol Confusion, Analyzing and Mitigating Cracks in TLS Authentication. The attack is dependent on several factors, so the exact benefits for attackers leveraging it may vary. For example, a malicious actor could, under the right circumstances, redirect traffic from one subdomain to another without breaking session validity, steal cookies, or perform cross-site scripting exploitation. Though in most cases, a man in the middle would be necessary to be able to intercept and divert the victim's traffic. The attack exploits defects in the configuration of TLS services and the lack of protection of the source and destination IP and port, which leave open the potential for manipulation. Researchers say that the use of ALPN and SNI extensions to TLS, if available, can provide some protection, provided SNI is configured to terminate connections whenever there is a mismatch of host names and avoiding insecure fallback to a default server. Vendors are already responding to the research with efforts to remove vectors of the exploitation or add countermeasures in the application layer and or overall their implementation of TLS. The researchers plan to formally present their findings at Black Hat USA 2021 and the USENIX Security Symposium 2021. You can follow the researchers' website along with the full research by following the links in the description. One last thing for this week. Our friends over at IT Pro TV are allowing you to check out their hacker or security-oriented courses for free through Sunday. This includes their CompTIA Pen Test Plus, CEHV10 training, and more. Sign up for a free account today or get a paid account and use our code SYNTAX30 to get 30% off the lifetime of your membership. By being part of IT Pro TV, you help support our efforts here at Syntax Bearer. You can find a direct link to learn more in the description. That is all for this week's episode of Bear Security. Links for all the stories mentioned can be found in the description or on our website, syntaxbearer.io. On there, you can also find links to interesting stories, tools, research, or videos we could not cover on this week's episode. Thanks as always for tuning in. This is Chris Kly signing off. Stay safe out there, friends.